Wake up with the Musers, Junior, Jub Jub, and the Great Gordo's Observation Deck. Tomorrow morning at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. Don't forget, tomorrow it is Marine Max with a little hard line. So join us out there. The presentation will emanate live from Marine Max in Louisville from 3 until 7 tomorrow. Big Dick Hunter is standing by now.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hello. Hope everybody's doing well. All right, tonight at 8:10, we're going to have a Turley marriage intervention. We're getting his wife on the horn. We're getting Dennis Hoff on the horn. We're going to have Dennis turn on the charm and see if he can talk Turley's wife into letting him do his job in Las Vegas weekend after next. Can't believe it's come to this.
Now, Turley's not on the mic, but Turley, you're listening in there. What do you think? You think this is going to work? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
No, he said thumbs way down.
Well,
so you think you got no shot, huh, Michael? Wow.
Thumbs down. You know what the problem is? And I'm going to tell her this tonight. I think the problem is she doesn't think he has a real job. I think because what we do is entertainment for people, that they don't see the production of the entertainment as work.
No wife sees this as a real job. Mine doesn't.
Yeah. Well, see, I think my girlfriend
thinks I just come up here and for 4 hours every day I just sit around and goof off.
See, my girlfriend sees the amount of work.
Which is not far from the truth. I mean, it's a good job. It's a fun job, but
well, there's
you still have to put a lot into it.
Yeah, there's way more work that goes into it than people realize. It's not manual labor by any means, but there's a lot of work that goes into it, and my girlfriend sees the amount of work I put into it. I think she realizes it's a real job.
Well, mine sees the amount of work I put into it, too, but she still doesn't think it's one.
Well, glad I'm not having to convince her to let you go to the bunny ranch. But you got scene control. You'd probably just be able to make that happen.
I'd go anyway.
Right?
If I wanted to go, I'd go.
Boy, not Turley. You know what I told Turley? I said, all right, if...
What's the worst thing she can do? Turley, leave you?
Yeah. That's what she threatened to do. She said she would be packed up and gone when he got home if he went to this.
Then you wouldn't have to ask her anymore, Turley. You'd be free. You could bang any girl you wanted then.
Maybe he needs to be looking at it that way. I don't know.
Ever.
But Dennis is going
to
come
on. I'm a little over top today, Ron. I need to calm down a little bit.
You need to read the column in your SPC today that's entitled Remember the Children. I just got done reading it.
Okay, well, I'll take that under advisement.
So at 8:10 tonight, we're going to have Dennis on, and hopefully he's going to be able to talk some sense into Mrs. Turley.
Do you whip his ass?
Turley?
No, Dennis.
Oh, no.
See, I'm beginning to think you whip him and that Joe. I think you might be an ass whipper.
Dennis Hoff, he's whipping his ass? The man is a slut pirate. How could his ass be whipped?
Oh,
he wants all the promotion in the world.
We're good friends.
He's still a very wealthy guy. Very rich. Yeah.
Well, he wants to be even more wealthy. He needs all the pub he can get.
Those guys like to be around people who think like they do. That's what it is.
Okay.
But you're one, huh? But see, I know for a fact that you're good buddies with Stepnosky. So
right.
I know you don't whip his ass.
Right.
Your dude Jello. He likes you.
But we're the same way.
But I fear you're turning into an ass whipper.
No, we're the same way because whether it be Dennis or Joe, those guys will just call sometimes. And the way that I realize we'd cross that into that next level is we don't identify each other anymore when we answer the phone. So if I call Dennis, he just goes, hey. Like, you know, and I say the same thing. And we know who each other's
Ron,
talking
is he
to.
Like into
you say,
the
like
latter
you say,
day Miro.
Dennis, it's Richard. Or Dennis, it's Big Dick.
Yeah, we don't say that.
He might be.
You just say, hey, man, what's up?
Yeah.
You're turning into the latter day Greg Miro.
No, I wasn't around.
Consorting with the porn guys?
No, just where you're buddies with all these celebrities and really friends.
But they're good friends of the show.
See, but the guys that he's friends with, except for Stepnosky, I would say are guys that are marketing geniuses. I mean, Dennis Hoff with the HBO deal, I mean, he signed off on that in a nanosecond. And he, you know, I'm sure that he's friends with Richard, but at the same time, he realizes his usefulness.
Right.
And the same with Girls Gone Wild guy, although he doesn't need any more pub. So maybe I think that's true that they are just friends.
You know
what? Don't turn into an ass whipper.
No, I won't. I don't think I am.
But I'm not accusing you. I'm just saying I'm throwing it out there.
This is going to be my ace in the hole tonight. I'm going to try this one. Because Turley's wife is all worked up about what her friends are going to think. How do I explain to my friends that I allow my husband to go to a place like that?
Oh, now, that's the deal?
Yeah, here's what I'm going to roll out, though. How can you, why don't you say back to them, well, how can you not? How can you not trust your husband in a situation like that? I don't know what that says about your marriage, but it's a testament to the solidity of mine.
Turley, maybe if you go and borrow a Hermes scarf, that worked for Tony.
All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your stories become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words,
I think that.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that I didn't get a chance to see a picture of that lady in Arkansas who had all the kids. So I want to ask the hard line is she fine? Is she beautiful?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that smoking pot is bad, and so do Corby and Jesus.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that how much blood could a blood chuck if a blood chuck could chuck blood? Chuck.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that. I like it. I'm such.
Michael?
I have no sense of rhythm. This is Joe Taylor.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think it's Sports Graffiti. This is Max's wiener.
You're on the two-minute drill. You got the last word. Go.
I think that I'm a computer. Stop all the downloading.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the Barbecue Pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. Coming up next, the top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hard Line, live from Marine Max. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
They were inseparable. From the time Pete was a year old, he was out in the backyard playing ball. When they'd come home and we'd be at the dinner table.